So next, well, any sorry, any comment on the reports? I need to know the comments on the reports.
Congratulations to you on your achievements, but also to the American.
I just want to echo what Lynn said. We see that they call of us in this room. You know exactly what it takes. They go on a national role, much less the world. We sat down yesterday and asked them how much time we have. That's practically the person that's out of the government jobs. Thank you for your leadership and for bearing the documentary of life about the world. Thanks.
I also had an online meeting with the Ari on the other end of the world. Yes, he joined us online. Yeah. Any other comment, please? Well, in the absence of any comment, I thank you very much for the appreciation. Opportunity to serve as well. Okay, can we go to the next item on the agenda? Before you, the executive director.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will be extremely brief for this report, first because I have no time to prepare a future report, but I promise there will be a report. One for my as usual, the secretary was deeply involved in the day-to-day task. One of the main tasks was, of course, to organize the great event. The one in general, not only the successful event we had a few days ago. But the way that large, the technique development exchanges with our partners on the CCH, the big creative in Australia, particularly regarding the successful hackathon we had also this year. And in the parallel to this preparation of the web, we last prepare these meetings, the exposing meeting and collected meetings. And I must tell you that it is a real challenge to have both together. It's more comfortable to have one of our members, as we had last year in Portugal, the year before in Spain, organizing the expo in March, and just like we have the high communication assistance in November. We explained that at the last expo meeting. And unfortunately, she resigned a few days ago. She left. Before we touched on this day, there was also the role of. The PO was dramatically important to prepare this. Thank you, Chris. That is, I think, all the information will be transmitted to you after. I think it is important now to think about the figures and relate our treasurer François to give you a few insights on our financial position.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, I think if you have to come here, and that is maybe something supposed to reflect on the agenda, somehow has to be stepped here. And I'm glad, I think at this time, as a party, it's now really. But I want to say, due to the permission, I want to ask. But I want to say that I want to bring to the notice of the executive council that the contract with the executive director expired last year. And because there is needs, we cannot approach an executive director immediately. Have to extend his contract by 1 year. So we have done that, find the extension of the contract for 1 year. But we also have to set up a small committee to work out the modalities of engaging another executive director within the year so that there is an overlap of at least 3 to 4 months between the new executive director and the other executive director. Our aim is to have the executive director in Kosovo maybe by September this year, so that at least he will also participate in the General Assembly of 2025. So we have discussed this at the board, and I have nominated Dr. Mariam Kaka. Chair that has post committee, and others who are in the committee of posting the executive director is Saint-Juan, the president elect. Then we have the president Francois Bureau, then the two vice presidents, Anya and Ashok. So we just want to find the executive council to. Well, that and that is no objection. We give them the one hand to so many in action. Mm-hmm. I have four.
That's a one very important that this committee will organize the selection.
Yeah.
The final decision is from
yes. Yes. Of course, the committee committee of the board, after the award, they will submit the result of the award to the board, their recommendations to the board, and then the board takes the decision. Yeah. But of course, as executive council members, because of the position in the population, that we have to do, we all also need to know this is the category.
Okay.
Yeah.
What will be the timing for selecting such committee to appoint the new executive director?
Well, our thinking is that the new executive director should be appointed later by December. I mean September.
So what was my suggestion when we are appointing the new executive director? We should be acquainted with the outgoing executive director for a month or 2 months.
To
go over that, I expect 6 months in the process, so, and then 6 months, of course, it can be part time or whatever, but when you see the variety of tasks you are to perform, I think you need really several months.
You have to be his master.
Yeah, but the time I don't want is until the end of this year. But and with the team like that, anyway, it's to be definitely 4 weeks or later.
So I think, yes, Martin, you want to say something else?
Yes, I think we take notes, it's not so. We also excited the board.
Thank you. Thank you. Proposed chairman, I hope you are willing to take it for the positive. We can compare this for them. Thank you.
January 1st, 2023, we had 160
four stars and say you all the barriers in 1 year after we had 15 euros, and this year, in January of this year, we had 92,000 euros of barriers. So we are decreasing. It's not only because people or national numbers pay the barriers, or sometimes because I decided to decrease the amount of people who have an installment plan for the late payments. But we are on the way with that. I must tell that the lending season is not finished, and that we still have to fight to have that many areas. So that, this is it for the part regarding the fees. I propose that then question after. I propose that we move to the results. Can show our comments on the 2024 estimates, reminding that we haven't fully closed the account, and of course they are not yet audited. And our comment also on the 2025, so we compare as we should. What our estimate of at the end of 2024 and 2025 compared to the budget, and the budget, as was approved in Prague in 2023. So, long period of time, and it's normal that we have some variation. We will our focus on the final result, which is difficult to see for me. I'm trying to have a look if you can point just the balance. It's a given of the blue part. So you can see the blue part at the bottom of this table, and we focus on the two first columns. Column on the left is budget, black years ago, almost 2 years ago, and the second from the left is our estimate today. So you can see that we have today an estimate for the result, which is 94,212 euros, which is significantly less than what we expected in Prague. There are two main reasons. One is an associate situation of 22,000, which it will not be coming up. And if you have questions, you can ask your Jack, you will answer the detailed questions. 20,000 euros missing. The other important point is the line, which is green, sponsoring for Wicked West, and line which is actually St. James House, which we have very often. So we have a budget of 250,000 euros, which is, as you know, the budget for 1 year. And we, you can see the number that we achieved in 2024 of 212,082 euros, significantly less, as you can obviously see. The reason is that we experienced at the end of 2024 some significant payment delays. So I requested from our internal auditor, Alain Jean-Ju, that here. To make a report for the board, which he did. We asked to suggest how's recovery plan, which is not, and we have decided that we would put all the payments we received from suggest house for in January 2024 and January and February of this year. So the number that we see to that is what has been paid by Sanchez House today, and this will be in the reminder instead of focusing on the full goal, but I made a provision for this reminder, which is 78,000. So, this is the main reason. We have reason to expect that Sanchez House will not get on track, and so far, the record is fairly well followed.
So this is, I think, the main facts I should report. Expectation of the default. Again, we might have some changes because the discovery is not yet done, but we need to within 2 months and I don't expect many differences. 2025, now, it's more, it's a bit more difficult. Those are the two white columns. Again, recalling that the last one is this less estimate. Is the last one, and the previous one on the right is the budget in black. We have to if you move again down to the for the balance, I think it's the starting point to explain. So we have in Prague a budget of 114,697 euros, and today we are expecting. 10,279 euros. I was born, but sorry. No, there was no way to explain the numbers in front of you. So I have, of course, to explain the difference between the roughly 100,000 euros difference from the budget. It was our expectation. Several reasons. So we go back to the table. The expenses is one major point, which is the first line, which is the staff cost, where, as a consequence of what our president has suggested to do, we have budgeted now we're expecting 3 months of overlap for the past, well, now not this past, but about 60,000 euros more, plus the replacement of our communication officer, we had some 2 days ago, and some reshuffling of the secretariat team. That's one of the main reasons. Second point, if you want to move a little bit of expenses last year. Second point is when the line which is called specific project in the web, we have 134,786 compared to 101,500 euros. One major difference is the web trust, which is fairly significant because, contrary to for instance, last one in this one, UNESCO is something which is free, far from being free. We have to pay for everything, lots of things. That was not always the case when national or national government, the web and fund the cost of the year. So we have to support that. We might have some support from SDH, but it is not a commitment, so it's a respectful cost and not resources right around which are not sure. The other point, which is not significantly different in this line of the specific project, important because it's what we show to the work and what we are doing is. With all academy, and of course, Marvin is quite aware of that. So we have some, in spite of the very petty support forecast, we have still roughly 10,000 euros of additional cost over the years, a little bit more in 2025. No, that's explains the difference on this line. The great point of time of our expenses to have business which are recognized worldwide. Last comment on the 2025 is resources to move a little bit down for SPH. Can you move down the screen or the screen? Okay, good. The SGH. It shows 229,167 euros. this is the practice as it is. It is more than the budget in Prague, because in Prague, we are assuming that the commitment for IDH ended in the end of October, now it's the end of November. Of course, we expect that the SGH contract will last for 2 additional years, but not yet confirmed. So that's why we have these 9 elements of SGH resources in 2025. So those are the main reasons for the difference between the budget and the expected outcome of 2025. As a treasurer, is always the nasty guy talking about the bad things that can happen wrongly. So I have to say that we are heavily dependent on this Sunshine House support. And as you understand, the Sunshine support is depending on their partners. We see some of the partners, other partners, and we have to see whether they were happy with the way the event can go. Very success, but it is then decided whether it is good for them, and then of course SDH can be speaking and moving ahead for 2 additional years. So we know that about in the next 2-3 months. Just to say that if we don't have the 229,000 euros, you can mention very easily. And we can see that we will be in bad shape, very bad shape. So let's be aware of that. Do not spend too much when we are not absolutely sure of the resources. That's the part. For coming from the treasurer, be careful with our expenses. When we are not totally sure on the resources. This is it. I think, of course, I hope that. To any questions the questions regarding the estimates for 2024 and 2025, knowing that 2024 we expect to close the items of the closing to most events for 2025 is running.
Thank you very much, Roger. The floor is open.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
I can speak loud. This is a very good one. 2024, you are estimating for the cost of meetings at the board at 7,000, and next country for 2035, it is multiplied by 2,000.
That's a good question, and I forward to mention that point, which was addressed. Addressed during the last ESCO, we have at that time in Google the fact that we needed to have a budget for board expenses, government board expenses, which was the budget which we you agreed, and it's reflected in the budget or included the estimate for the budget is 5,000 euros for 2024. And 7,000 euros for 2025. This was not in the budget, this was not decided at that time. By the ESCO, I think, and it is most of the reason for that. It's a question that we are asking.
That's one of the
I don't know.